Where would this world be without you? You are significant, vital, and necessary, and you're probably so busy taking care of everyone and everything that you're starting to feel a little invisible or unheard. But your voice matters. It's time to unlock doors and shine light on all the chaos so you can be all you were meant for. Here's the host of Your Voice Matters, Rebecca Dollinger.
Hey, Rebecca Dollinger here. I am so excited today. We are here to meet this amazing woman. And she is, you know, you're absolutely going to love her. She's one of those people that when she walks in the room, she just brightens it up. She's an author, coach, keynote speaker, and the host of Thought Leader Thursday Show. Welcome, Suzanne.
I am so glad to be here. You know, I will go anywhere that you ask me to go because I think we just share this mutual admiration society for each other. Thank you so much for having me.
That's a nice way to put that. Yeah, I like that. Well, first of all, you're going to have to tell everybody about your sparkle factor.
Oh, the sparkle factor. That's my company. And I really believe that most people have this sparkle inside of them, but maybe life for whatever reason has dampened that. And so maybe it's not a full-on sparkle effect. Maybe it's just a slight glimmer in their soul. So my work is centered around helping people uncover that joy-centered sparkle that's inside of them, from leadership to companies to lifestyle, and making sure that they live every day with joy.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, we all try to do that, but sometimes we get sidetracked.
Oh, it's easy. Like, the world wants to get you sidetracked from joy. Believe me. Yes, yes.
I love that. Well, first of all, I want to talk about, we were chatting earlier about neuroscientific theory and joy.
Yes.
And that sounds like a mouthful.
It but, is.
But can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. Now, what we're learning in brain science development is that to create new neural pathways, your brain has to be challenged, for example. So if we live in safety all the time, right? So oftentimes with my clients, I'll talk about we always feel like we're being chased by the bear when we're doing something new. We dip our toe in and we're like, oh, the bear, because your brain tells you, run, 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 even if it's something you don't want to be in, because your brain will always put you towards safety. Right? Because that's what it knows. Even if you're uncomfortable, it's still what it already knows. So anytime you're trying to do something new, a new creative practice, showing up with gratefulness every day, getting more sleep in your life, eating healthier, you have to create a new neural pathway that tells your brain, this is what I need you to do. And then your brain has to practice it. And when it's practicing it, it comes from a place of fear, right? So you immediately want to pull back. But every time you push through that, you are literally helping your brain grow, change. And the neurodynamic theory then says when you do that, your brain stays more active. And if you're focusing on creativity, positivity, and joy, your blood pressure will go down. You just carry yourself differently, and you're better able to handle those hiccups in the road as they come along.
So, okay, does that actually like rewire your brain?
It can. Yes. Just like a lot of the research is coming out about Alzheimer's and music, for example, and how they can recreate and activate different parts of the brain by playing music that person resonated with. So, you know, I'm a child of the 80s. I'm 50-something years old. And so somebody could play Depeche Mode or The Cure. And I mean, I can't remember why I walked in the kitchen, but I can tell you what those lyrics are, right? Well, the same thing happens as you get older. So you want to be lighting up your brain and constantly challenging it to create those pathways to keep you in the moment in a more human, dignified, and what I would say is a more joyful capture of your spirit.
Right. You meet those people that are just so happy all the time.
Yes.
You know, and they're sometimes they're just over happy. You're like, this can't be real. You know, but one thing I've always admired is about it's French women.
Yes.
And they have this kind of like they've always taken care of themselves mentally and physically. And even as they get older, they don't age like we do.
Correct.
And that's their lifestyle, you know.
A lot of it is relaxation. A lot of it is probably because they, you know, who doesn't want to eat cheese and drink wine every day? I mean, let's face it, like, that's my world. I love that. And I think when you decide, these are the things that light me up. So it could be food, it could be exercise, it could be friendships, and then you intentionally create space for those every single day. So you don't let the world determine your schedule. You are the only person who gets to decide your schedule. So I would say to your listeners right now, if you're overscheduled, when I do my clients, I go, okay, well, it's your fault. So let's figure out why you've said yes to too many things, or why you don't understand how self-care helps you actually show up as a joyful leader, or what we can do to get you some support so that you can begin to take things off and not feel so overwhelmed. And, you know, I travel to Europe frequently. I lead tours to Europe all over the world. And the women are just different in Europe. And I think part of that is they have a different understanding about how they're going to work, when they're going to work, and that relationships matter. And so how they approach life is, well, does this work in my relationship realm or not? Because if it doesn't, it doesn't go in their calendar. We haven't quite learned that yet.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all get overscheduled. But recently I had taken a – we went on vacation and we went to a cruise. We went on a cruise and we went to Canada. And we spent several days in Canada. And I'm thinking, they have got the work-life balance down.
Right.
You know, it's like, this is okay. This, I enjoy my job and I'm going home. It's time to go home. You know, and I'm thinking, can I just take a piece of that with us? Because I think that has to be learned or practiced every day.
Absolutely. I would think that that's absolutely true. And so you have to create time in your schedule to practice what you say you want to be about.
Well, we're going to take a short break here, and we'll be right back. That went fast.
Luxurious hair starts with quality ingredients in hair care products. Just For Us Naturals.us is your hair's best friend. Safe, toxin-free, natural hair care products for every ethnicity, every hair type, and every one on your holiday gift list. They'll love Just For Us Naturals travel packs, the perfect gift for the holiday season. Distributed locally from Mansfield, Texas. Avoid supply chain delays and support a local family business. Start with our travel packs and you'll come back for larger sizes. Get behind the brand you can trust, JUS, the number 4, usnaturals.us. Order today, justforusnaturals.us.
Be the leader you know you can be. Build your professional network and access education that takes you where you want to go. We are women of all ages and backgrounds. You deserve national recognition and opportunities to build relationships with people you want to work and grow with. Hit the ground running with the Charisma Chapter of the American Business Women's Association. Meetings each month from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on the fourth Tuesday in Farmers Branch, Texas, and online. Come with us. Experience ABWA for yourself. Go to charisma.abwa.org to learn more.
Hi, and we're back with Suzanne Castle, and we are here talking about the sparkle factor and the neuroscience theory of rewiring your brain. I think that's a fabulous idea, but that takes discipline.
Absolutely.
And that takes, like, reworking your whole life.
Yes.
And your whole schedule.
Yes.
Which mine really probably needs right now. I mean, I look, you know, maybe I'm an overachiever, but, I make lists. Yes. I'm a list person.
That's great.
Because if I don't put it on the list, it doesn't get done. It's like at the supermarket. If you don't put your green beans on there, it's not getting bought.
Yes.
And I look down at the end of the day, and you kind of beat yourself up because you don't have everything crossed off that list. And the thing is, there's no way Superman could have it all done.
Correct. You know, one of the things that I teach that I talk a lot about in women's events is how you really can only determine your lifestyle if you answer two questions every day. And the first one is, what am I doing today that will further my goals 5 years from now? And the today is like the one thing. 5 years from now, like, what am I actively working on today that's going to get me to where I want to be in 5 years from now? So that's the first thing on your to-do list every day. And then the second thing is, what am I doing to care for myself and my family? And that goes on the list next. And then everything else has to go around it. Because if it doesn't, we just live in the tyranny of the urgent. And if you're in the tyranny of the urgent all the time, right, you're always the fire putter outer. That's what I call it. Like every day. I mean, let's face it. Some people get up and go, oh, my God, what's in front of me today? Right. Mm-hmm. And if you're living your life that way, you are shortening your life. And you're really not hacking your brain to have it show up for yourself. So if you say instead, okay, I want to travel, like you were just talking about traveling. I want to travel in 5 years to 3 different countries in 3 months, let's say. Well, then you tell your brain to start paying attention to that. So you're reading things about countries. You're paying attention to news. You suddenly start paying attention to maybe the financial markets to help you kind of fund this new adventure that you want to be on. But if you haven't told your brain what to focus on and you're not intentionally working towards it every day, it won't ever manifest. It won't ever show up on your calendar because, let's face it, something else will. Traffic. the grocery store, right? I mean, I love to eat. I like to shop. But let's face it, I love just pulling up and having somebody put the groceries in my car. So there are ways to hack our lifestyle that will allow us to have space in our calendar to actually do those things that we say we want to do.
I get that. And sometimes you have situations that come in your life that take all of your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not careful, and I'm speaking from experience, if you're not careful, that stays.
Yes.
Even after the situation is gone.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's sort of like you have to retrain your brain again because, you know, I've had a, my brother was real sick. You know, and I took care of him for a while, and he was my primary concern. Well, he's gone now, you know, so I need to get back. I'm talking personally. I need to get back to, and I imagine a lot of women out there are, get back to focusing on what's going to make a difference in my life.
Correct. And you can't make a difference if you're not making a difference in your own life first. You know, I was a flight attendant for a short stint in my life for Southwest Airlines and helped open up Chicago platform. I was a singing flight attendant, you know, all the fun stuff that they don't allow you to do anymore, but whatever. And we teach often that you have to put your own oxygen mask on first before you help
right.
someone next to
right.
you or near you or whatever. And the reason for that is you can't help anyone else if you're struggling for air. And so if you're overwhelmed and you're don't know a way forward and you feel that pressure in your chest and there's just you just feel like you're in the chaos circle every single day, you have to start with your own oxygen mask first. There is a way out. And I am a big believer in you have to lock arms with someone else to do that work. So if you're in that space, it's really hard to do that work alone. So you need to find a mentor, a friend, a coach, a someone who will, you know, gently push your booty along when it's easier for you to just stay in like what you've always known.
Right. And professionally, you know, if you're a writer or if an actor, you know, performer, you know, or just in every, I mean, just, you know, whatever your profession is, that will help you in your profession as well. Because you're actually you're taking away all these other things that are not necessary at
Correct.
The time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that we're all there's a lot of work being done about tribal philosophy in life, meaning that it's not just one or two people, but when you really like take a balcony view of your own life, there's a lot of people that help you show up in the world every day. And for me, it's who am I recognizing? Who am I being enthusiastic about? Who am I pouring into? Who can I respect today that's in that circle of goodness? That's what I call my own little circle of goodness. So they can help me keep showing up as me. So it could be my daughter, could be my Prince Charming. It could be my assistant, could be my producer, you know, my agent, all those kinds of things. But if I'm not constantly pouring into them, they in turn cannot pour into me. And if they don't, I can't show up. So that looks different person to person, but I think identifying who your sparkle squad is, let's say, is really important for you. And those people push you, they take care of you, and then you turn around and do the same for them. It's very reciprocal.
Yes, and they take, they keep you on track.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I have a few friends like that, and they'll go, well, Rebecca, did you do that? I go, not yet. And I, you know I need to do it, but I just put it off.
Right.
Because it's something I don't like to do.
Correct. And a good friend won't allow you to do that. A good friend will keep texting you or calling you every single day until you do it.
Yeah.
Right? And so those are the people that we want to keep surrounding ourselves with and really kind of limit our exposure to those toxic people or those people that don't light you up. And for those of you listening, you know who those people are. So when you leave an encounter with someone and you don't feel good or you feel heavy or you're kind of grumpy or you look in your car mirror and your like forehead is all scrunched up or something, let's limit your exposure to those people. Okay? Maybe their family, you can't totally do that, but there are ways to kind of mitigate that so that you can really shine and be the person that you need to be.
Right. Right. And one thing I do, so your sparkle factor, when we have to like redo these mm-hmm. brain waves and stuff, is that kind of contagious? Does other people like pick that up?
And well, I'm a big believer in energy. So I think that we transfer energy. So everybody knows that. Like you can walk into a house and you feel funky, right? Like
right.
we've all had that experience. And we're like, ooh, what is that? That's energy, right? People also give off energy. So if you're in positive space, your body chemistry changes, right? This is a physical thing. This isn't woo-woo. I mean, it sounds woo-woo, but it's not woo-woo. I mean, it's actual physical goodness, right?
Right, right, right.
And so And think about it. If you're with someone who gives you joy and they're like, man, I just feel so good when I'm with that person, you want to spend more time with that person. So it's absolutely a ripple effect to be around positivity and around joyful change makers, right? That most of my work is around women leaders who really want to change the world. So from nonprofit to for-profit, they could be actors, they could be CEOs, it doesn't matter, but they're about change. And when you're in that space with those people, you up-level yourself, right? You get the goosebumps, you start making connections. You're like, man, I just feel like I'm in this place where everybody suddenly knew who I was. That's energy, and that's what can be infectious in a wonderful way.
Yeah. So, and two, I would like to talk about, do you use music to actually help you rewire your brain?
Yes.
Okay.
I absolutely do. I have playlists. I'm sure everybody has some kind of device that can create their own playlist. So find that music that sings for you in whatever it is. I have a deconstructed playlist, meaning that when I need to like chill out, I need to slow down, I need to stop the monkey mind, I have that list. I have my happy list, like when I need to get moving in the morning. I have my mojo maker list, like when I'm like, okay, I got to get down to business. I got to create this thing. I got to vision something into being. And those are all different. And it only has to work for you. So don't get embarrassed about what's on your playlist.
Right. Well, I never thought to use music in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
No, because, I mean, the first thing I do is get up and go get me a cup of coffee.
Right.
I'm one of those people. And I mean, it's sort of like I just want to be quiet.
Sure.
You know, that's how I do my mornings. I just need to be quiet mm-hmm. for a short time. And then I always have, you know, something I read or something like that to actually put me in the right frame of mind.
That's wonderful.
And maybe I'm rewiring myself already. You know?
Like, your practice is your practice, right? But I have found, for me, music is super important. But that's because I came out of the entertainment world and the dancer world. So music sings in me, right? But I love the practice of silence. There's not enough silence. There's a lot of noise in our world. And so if you've created that place for you and you know that that's what you need, then you've got to build that into your schedule every day, Rebecca. I mean, be ruthless about what you need for you.
Yes. I think that's really important, what you need for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, we will be right back. Just hold another thought, and we'll be back in a few seconds.
Local business, don't get run over like a freight train. What if there were television and podcast studios right in your own backyard? Call 214-714-0495. OBBM Network Studios at Grace Point Media are DFW's full-service media solution for busy business owners who want to support their local community. Want your own show? We'll put it together and promote it for you. Want to advertise to businesses? With over 20 platforms, OBBM Network gets you in front of DFW's business community in powerful and creative new ways. Associate in higher profile circles. Take advantage of guest spots on business TV or podcasts. Join us at 1860 Crown Road, Suite 1410 in Farmers Branch, Texas, for an episode, or maybe two. In fact, make OBBM the place you meet for valuable one-on-ones. Profitable business, free America. Make media work for you, DFW. Call 214-714-0495 and check out the calendar on offbeatbusiness.com for events you don't want to miss. What was that number? 214-714-0495.
Everybody loves music, but not everybody knows what it can do for you. I'm sure you've noticed issues like anxiety, depression, and addiction are up. At Chester Squared Music Therapy Services, we understand. We have a seasoned staff with almost 30 years of experience dealing with clients with Alzheimer's, PTSD, addiction recovery, pervasive developmental disorders, post-accident rehab, and head trauma. We have experience in the local school district special ed departments, psychiatric hospitals, rehab facilities, medical and counseling centers. For those who are struggling to break free of the 9-to-5 rut, I've developed my groundbreaking Power of a Positive playlist system, taught in local psychiatric and rehab facilities successfully for years, and it's helped thousands of people. If, like many people, you struggle with boundaries, inner voices, relationships, and practical spirituality, anxiety, and panic attacks, improve your life through the power of music therapy. I'm a published author of 2 books and available to speak at conferences, seminars, and corporate events. Go to ivorchester.com today. That's ivorchester.com. Go now.
We are back talking to Suzanne Castle. It's just a breath of fresh air. She just comes over bubbly and everything else. And I thought, gee, I wonder if that just rubs off a little bit.
Well, you know, one of my favorite substances on earth is glitter or confetti, because when it just goes, it goes everywhere and it kind of leaves a trail and it's really hard to clean up. And I actually like that. So in all my cards that I send to people, there's always confetti or glitter because, you know, I just want that explosion of goodness.
Right. I used to do a professional ballroom dancing and Latin dancing. And when you compete, you know, you have this thick glitter all over your eyes and everything else. I remember one time I was doing the tango, and I went to the girl, to the hairdresser, special guy, and to do it because you have to look the part, right? I walked in, and my husband didn't even recognize me. You know, because you have to have stage makeup on, right, and you have to have all that. And I said, I promise it will look good when I'm out there on the floor with all those lights.
And you're so beautiful anyway. I'm sure it just took him by surprise, right?
Well, he liked the outfit. He just didn't like my hair.
That's all right. That's okay.
That's okay. But anyway, I scored good, so that was cool.
Of course you did, because you're very talented. I love how you pour into people, too. So I want to take a moment to say that. So I know that you're in leadership in all sorts of different ways, trying to help women understand who they are in the world, help them claim who they are in the world, and how they can then put that into goals, into vision, into dreams. So I want to thank you, because the work you're doing is extraordinary.
Well, thank you. I think part of that comes from being one out of five kids growing up. I wasn't the loudest kid. But it seems like I was like a middle child, I guess. You know how middle children are. So anyway, I felt like my voice didn't matter, no matter. Because I'm in a Polish household, the oldest gets the most responsibility, but they also get the most privileges. And my next brother was, he's the firstborn
male.
So I'm thinking, well, you know. So, you know, I tried out for everything, you know, in school. And I always got the deal, why are you doing that, Becky? I go, because I want to.
Right.
You know? And I'm the same way. I always like, why not try new things? Because and the thing that makes me happy is like actually finding out what you want.
Right.
You know, what your needs are. And I don't know where that comes from. Maybe my father. He was always a giving person. Mm-hmm. You know? And the thing is, I enjoy doing that. You know, I enjoy watching people grow and stuff like that. And in the process, I grow.
Exactly. And you're such a heart-centered person. So I think that you are collecting heart-centered people around you, which is magnificent. And we need more heart-centered leaders in the world, I believe. You'd just turn on the news and you'd see we really need heart-centered leaders. And I think that how you are doing what you're doing is really wonderful. So I know people listening are your followers already, but isn't Rebecca wonderful? Like, let's give her some social love or something.
So give me some sparkle.
Give her some sparkle. That's right.
Yeah, I like that. So you had something that you wanted to say earlier. What was it?
I think what I would love to instill in your listeners today is to not let themselves stay stuck. You know, one of the mantras I have in my community is that stuck is not a destination. But we sure like to live on Stuck Island, right? And if stuck is not a destination, that means it's not the furthest that you can go. And so if you're feeling in that space, I really want you to consider, who do you know that can get you out? Or is there something you can start reading? Start feeding your brain with who you want to be rather than what the world says you're supposed to listen to. So turn off the news, quit consuming it. You can see the headlines if you need to. Start reading positive people. Todd Henry is a great person that writes a whole lot about creativity and positivity. Is a great book called Herding Tigers. Keep listening to Rebecca's show. Find other people. Follow me, whatever. But I think that there are so many ways that you can access joy and start rewiring your brain that you don't need to stay where you are. And so if it's not me and it's not Rebecca, find someone that will push you to do that hard work.
That's right. There's so much negativity out there in the world. And every day you get up and it's like something else happened.
Right.
You know, you can't live in a world like that.
No, absolutely not. No. And there's no reason. And I know in my events, like we've got one coming up in October, my annual event called Verve. And that's what we do at Verve. I mean, it's a bunch of mojo makers in the room. It's women who are committed to showing up with joy no matter what's happening in their business or their life. And part of the event is literally networking. Like, you leave that space with dozens of new best friends who are on the same journey you are and who just can't wait to support you and cheer you on and help you reach your biggest dreams. And we need more spaces that are curated for that. So seek them out, find them, whether it's online or in person. I think the world is becoming more even, but you have to find your pocket, right? Because if you're only seeing what you see, that's all that you know. Right? You're like a horse with blinders on.
Right.
So you have to take the blinders off and start dipping your toe into some other experiences to leave Stuck Island behind.
Right. And that's tough.
I think
you have to actually make a mental decision to do that or change your, what's the old saying, change your actions and your mind, and then everything else follows.
That's right.
You know.
I'm a big believer. We hear a lot about mindset, but the term that I like is mind shift. So mindset seems fixed to me because it's set, right? But shift has some action behind it, meaning that every day you are choosing to shift your mind towards what you're trying to do in the world or what you're focusing on. And that means some days it's going to go great and some days it's not. But then the next day you're like, okay, I'm going to shift again. Like yesterday was the pits. That's okay. What did I learn about myself or who I don't want to hang out with? Right?
Correct.
And then you make the shift the next day to not have those things occur again. And slowly and subtly, I think you'll begin to notice this magnificent glimmer inside of you that just can't wait to be unleashed.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think, too, you actually have to give yourself breaks and time by yourself.
Yes.
Because, I mean, to me, you know, the one thing I've always tried to instill in my daughter and everything else is take time for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I says, you know, women, to me, that women actually should do, they should actually put on their, you know, their best, whatever they feel like, whatever they want to go to bed in, okay? Cut off the TV, cut off your iPhone, and go sit and read. Maybe you need a glass of wine. Maybe,
right.
You know, whatever. But take that time out before you go to bed just to kind of like clear your mind. Think of something positive. If you can't think of anything positive, read something positive.
Right.
But I have what they call a grateful journal and a success journal.
Love that.
And some days when I don't feel very grateful, I pick up that journal, you know. And other days when I make success, I write everything down.
Right.
So it's a kind of a reinforcement.
Yes, it is. And if you don't have that practice, the other thing to do is I call them a feel-good file, which is I have a drawer full of confetti, and in that drawer of confetti I have notes and testimonials from people of when they've written me a sweet little note or something. I put it in there because you will have those days that try to rob you of your joy. And so I open my confetti drawer and I pull out something, and then I remember, oh yeah, okay, I'm all right. The world's okay. And just reset myself, like you said, before you go to bed. It's really important, because then that's what's in your brain before you go to sleep.
And then when you get up in the morning, everything is right with the world.
Exactly right.
Well, Susan, I don't want to get out of here without getting all of your information, your phone, where the people can contact you.
Great. Yes. So if you just go to Suzanne Castle, Castle's like a princess, exactly like what you're thinking. So SuzanneCastle.com, you can see everything, all the ways to follow me, all of my events. I do free trainings every Tuesday on YouTube, and there's a lot of information there. So follow me, find me, don't stay stuck. I can't wait to help you.
Right. Now, did you have a book out? Or?
Oh, I have several books. So on the website, there's a page for every book, and you can access, there's snippets of every book, so you can see if that's the thing that you want to be about in the world. And I think we all have to circle arms, you know, and I'd love to know who you're listening to, who you're reading. We can help edify each other towards the cause.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you had a tight schedule.
It's all good. Thank you for having me.
Before we wrap up, I want to remind everyone that your voice really matters in everything you do today and tomorrow. Each and every one of you are valuable. Remember that. And if you think your voice isn't being heard if you have an inspiring story, please, contact me, because I would love to talk to you. For guests and sponsor information, call 214-729-6307. Thanks, and we're out of here.
Woo-woo.
Bye.
You've been listening to Your Voice Matters with host Rebecca Dollinger. Find Your Voice Matters on the OBBM Network podcasts and directories everywhere. For guests and sponsor information, call 214-729-6307. That's 214-729-6307.